James Harris. Hello, James. How are you?
Hello. I'm very well, thank you. Shell-shocked, but I'm fine.
It's kind of a cold here, yeah, in Zielona Góra. And in Poland in general, because I saw your photos from Sopot, and there was also a lot of snow there.
It was just unusual to have snow on the beach. Well, at least it's unusual for me to see snow on the beach, you know. But maybe not in Sopot. In Sopot, I guess you have snow on the beach every year, but, you know.
James jest troszeczkę niemile zaskoczony tą zimą, która go tutaj zastała. Wczoraj grali w Sopocie, no i tam również było pełno śniegu, no także no już powoli jakoś się musi przyzwyczajać do tego mrozu. James dzisiaj wystąpi w Zielonej Jadłodajni o godzinie 20. Ten koncert, przypomnijmy, miał odbyć się w klubie Cztery Róże dla Lucien. I to będzie kolejna wizyta tego artysty w Zielonej Górze. Ostatni raz był w Polsce w Zielonej Górze w zeszłym roku. Jak wspomina tamtą wizytę? So, James, this isn't your first visit in Zielona Góra. You have been here last year, also in January or February or something
also
like that.
Also when it was cold, yeah.
Yeah, and
January.
It was a part of your bigger tour in Europe. How do you remember that tour? What are your memories from this period?
I remember Zielona Góra very well. Yeah, I remember it was a good gig. I enjoyed it. I had fun. I remember hanging out afterwards for a while. It was a good night. Yeah.
Jamesowi bardzo się miło grało w Zielonej Górze, miło wspomina ten koncert, no i stwierdził, że Zielona Góra to fajne miasto, został troszeczkę po koncercie na takiej małej imprezie, no i był z tego wszystkiego zadowolony. A w listopadzie ubiegłego roku ukazała się jego nowa płyta. Jak wyglądały prace nad tym albumem? In November last year, you have released your latest album, which is called Voices Memos, and I would like to know how was the works on this album? Was it difficult or was it fun? Comparing it to the works on your other albums.
Well, it's completely different because although I released it, via Noise Trade. It's online for free. It's a free download. You can get it at jamesharris.com. But it is a record, but it's not really a record. I recorded it. I started recording demos in London in September for a producer and my manager, with a view to making a new record. And I was on tour October, November in Belgium, Holland, and Germany. And while I was on tour, I'd written a lot of songs, and so I was just recording them on my mobile phone to email him, email the guy in London, and I also emailed a friend of mine, a guitar player in New York, and I sent them to a couple of friends in Prague as well, and then everyone seemed to quite like the demos, you know. That's like me in a car park, me on a park bench, me in a friend's balcony in Amsterdam, a stairwell somewhere. Every song was recorded somewhere different, and so I just decided to release the recordings from my phone. So it's not a studio record. It literally was recorded using voice messages on my telephone. And so I just put those out just to see what it... And the reaction's actually been really quite nice. You know, I've had people from all over the world email me, "Wow, good idea that is. It sounds great. It's lovely." Yeah, so, you know. And maybe I hope my next record will be in a studio with a bit... bit more high tech, but it was an experiment, and I'm glad I did it.
Prace nad tą płytą różniły się znacznie od prac nad innymi albumami Jamesa, a to dlatego, że kawałki nagrywał na swój telefon komórkowy, nie pracował w żadnym studiu. Generalnie to były demówki, które miał wysłać swojemu menadżerowi z zamysłem wydania nowej studyjnej płyty, ale jednak wyszło to wszystko tak dobrze, że ten materiał ukazał się w takiej postaci, a nie innej. Utwory były nagrywane w różnych miejscach, na parkingu, na balkonie u znajomego, w parku i w różnych innych dziwnych miejscach, a odzew ze strony fanów był naprawdę bardzo pozytywny. Wiele osób z całego świata pisało do Jamesa, chwaliło go za ten album i za pomysł. No i właśnie, skąd taki szalony dosyć pomysł, żeby tę płytę nagrać na telefon komórkowy i jeszcze na dodatek udostępniać ją za darmo. So, one might say it's a bit of a crazy idea to record songs on a mobile phone and then release it in public and release it for free. So was it a spontaneous decision while you were recording it, or maybe you had some advices from outside to do it?
No, it was my idea. I mean, completely my idea. It was a spontaneous idea. I already had lots of recordings on the phone, I didn't record it with a view of releasing it that way. I just had the idea because I got so many songs I just wanted to get out, and didn't have any time to record them. So because it's not a proper record, although it is a record, I just thought it'd be better to just put it out for free. So if you want it, you can get it.
Czyli to był spontaniczny pomysł. Zresztą James dosyć często nagrywa swoje piosenki na telefon komórkowy. Wcale nie z myślą o tym, żeby je później wydać gdzieś dalej, ale tak dla własnej przyjemności. No i akurat ten pomysł się spodobał i chyba James jeszcze nie zarezygnuje z nagrywania tych utworów na telefon komórkowy. I teraz może poprosimy, żeby jeden ze swoich kawałków James dla nas zagrał. So I would like to ask you to perform one of the songs for us. Will it be a song from your latest release or maybe something older?
Wow. A new song then. A new song from the new record.
Okay, so let's go.
I could feel you in the corner of my room. And if I'm dreaming, I hope nobody or nothing, nobody wakes me up soon. Lord knows how I'm trying to keep from crying, but it's hard to keep smiling when you know that a good thing's gone. Wish I'd asked you to dance. Wish I called around holding by your marble hands. You taught me there's no second chance. I wish that I'd asked you to dance. I'm worth me. By the beauty and the depths of your soul, and I'm blessed anew. Yeah, you were a giant of a teacher, an angel who's left all. Your guiding light still shines through the good and the hard times. I now know in my mind what you wore was a miracle. Wish I'd asked you to dance. Wish I called around a horse by your marble hands. You taught me there's no second chance. I wish that I'd asked you to dance with me.
To był James Harris z kawałkiem na żywo w studiu akademickiego Radia Index. Ja przypomnę, że możecie Jamesa nie tylko słuchać, ale także go obejrzeć na naszej stronie www.zielonej.pl, zakładka TV. A to był utwór... So, James, what was the title of the song?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, tak nazywał się ten kawałek. No właśnie, bo James dosyć często nazywał utwory imionami kobiet. Właśnie jest Elizabeth, jeszcze także na jego nowej płycie jest utwór zatytułowany Caroline. No i to prowokuje pytanie, o czym James najchętniej śpiewa w swoich kawałkach. So I have noticed that there are the songs, few of them, that you entitle with the names of women. So I would like to ask you...
Few of them, really?
Yeah. And I would like to ask you, what is your favorite topic of songs, of lyrics in your songs?
Well, lately, maybe women, yeah. Maybe.
And apart from women?
Although that song, Elizabeth, is called after a woman, it's more than just about the woman, I guess. I write songs about whatever comes into my head that affects me in some way, whether that's a woman or a situation or a road trip. I don't think it's going to get any songs out of today's road trip. So I'm shell-shocked because I've just got out of a car. I got in the car after breakfast, so I'm a bit confused. I write songs about anything and all sorts. I don't really have a favorite subject, but maybe women of late.
James twierdzi, że takiego ulubionego tematu nie ma, ale jeżeli musiałby wybrać, to chyba jednak byłyby to kobiety. Aczkolwiek odnośnie utworu, którego przed chwilą słuchaliśmy, Elizabeth, to jest o kobiecie, ale też nie do końca. No a generalnie tematy do utworów bierze zewsząd. Czy to są jakieś wycieczki, czy sytuacje. No i powiedział, że prawdopodobnie napisze jakiś utwór o tej swojej podróży dzisiejszej z Sopotu do Zielonej Góry, ponieważ jest cały czas w szoku, wsiadł do samochodu, zaraz po śniadaniu, no i teraz niedawno z niego wysiadł, więc no, jest troszeczkę zdezorientowany tym, co się dzieje. I jak już zauważyliśmy, ostatnia płyta nagrana została na telefon komórkowy i być może to jest właśnie taka przyszłość muzyki niezależnej, żeby nie wchodzić do studia, tylko takimi metodami nagrywać. So I would like to ask you about the methods of recording of your album, latest album. Do you think that maybe it's a future of independent music, not going into a big studio, but recording it on a mobile phone, since it got such a, your album got such a great feedback and technology right now is in such an advanced way, so maybe this is the way. What do you think about it?
I think the need for big studios isn't there so much anymore. Most independent artists don't really record in big studios. But I think if you want to record drums and things, you've got to go into some kind of studio. You need at least 3 microphones. I don't think recording everything on a mobile phone is a very good idea, even though the technology kind of exists. It doesn't... I had to choose those 10 songs. Of all the demos I did, those 10 songs are the ones that maybe weren't too distorted, as of digital distortion, the ones that sounded to my ears the nicest, you know. But that kind of limits the style you can play and the volume you can play. Recording a rock band on a mobile phone, I don't think is the future. It'll sound tinny and rubbish, you know, the bass and the drums. But I got feedback. I was the first record ever made on a phone, apparently. So maybe that's why people are talking about it. But I don't. Yeah, for certain things, yeah, why not? I don't think it's necessarily the future.
W niektórych wypadkach faktycznie może być to dobre rozwiązanie, żeby nagrywać swoje rzeczy na telefon komórkowy, no ale na pewno nie w wypadku kapeli rockowej, ponieważ to wtedy by zabrzmiało dosyć płasko i słabo. Natomiast jeżeli chodzi o płytę Jamesa, to on sam musiał wybierać te kawałki z wszystkich, które nagrał. Wybrał 10, no i to były te, które brzmiały jego zdaniem najczyściej, najlepiej, były najmniej przesterowane. No i jeżeli chodzi właśnie o rozgłos i o bardzo dobre przyjęcie tej płyty, pewnie dlatego, że to jego pierwszy album nagrany za pomocą telefonu komórkowego i dlatego tak to właśnie wszystko się odbyło. Jeżeli chodzi o telefony komórkowe, to właśnie jedna z sieci telefonii komórkowych użyła utworu Jamesa Harrisa do swojej reklamy i z tego względu w Polsce stał się dosyć popularny. No ale czy on sobie zdawał z tego sprawę, że ten kawałek właśnie w tej reklamie, za sprawą tej reklamy, tak przyczynił się do jego popularności? So we'll be still in the subject of mobile phones. You have recorded your album on a mobile phone and...
Oh, yeah.
And one of your songs was used in one of the mobile phones commercials in Poland.
Apparently so. Yeah.
Yeah, but have you knew about it? And have you had any other experiences with your music in commercials in the past?
No, I've never had any other experience in the past. A long time ago, Biscuit Company asked if they could use one of my songs to advertise biscuits, and at the time I said no. That's my only other experience with advertising.
Well, biscuits is not such a good thing to advertise, I think. But...
Well, I mean, no, I'll have a biscuit occasionally with a cup of tea. You know, everything in moderation.
James nie miał poza tym utworem w reklamie z jednej z polskich sieci telefonii komórkowych doświadczeń. Jedna firma poprosiła go, żeby użyczył jednego ze swoich utworów do reklamy ciasteczek, no ale wtedy się nie zgodził i to jedyne doświadczenie, które miał z reklamą. Powolutku będziemy kończyć naszą rozmowę, bo czas nas niestety goni, już 4 minuty po godzinie 17. No a James poza tym, że już po raz drugi jest w Zielonej Górze, to zwiedził no, niemal cały świat, nie tylko w Europie koncertował. I ciekawy jestem, jakie jest takie miejsce, w którym jeszcze go nie było i bardzo chętnie by zagrał. So you have played your gigs not only in Europe but also outside from Europe and I would like to almost in the bigger part of the world, but I would like to ask you, is there any particular place in the world that you haven't played yet but it will be your dream place to play a concert? What place would it be?
A dream place? I don't know. I'd be happy to go anywhere and play. South America would be cool. Some friends of mine have been down there and said that was really, really great. So maybe South America.
So I wish you that one day you could play in South America, in all these countries, because I heard also that they are very nice places to visit. James stwierdził, że najchętniej to grałby wszędzie, gdzie by go zaprosili, ale jeżeli miałby wybrać takie jedno miejsce marzeń, to na pewno byłaby to Ameryka Południowa. Poza tym wielu jego znajomych mówiło, że tam jest naprawdę świetny klimat i fajnie tam wystąpić. No a dzisiaj wystąpi w Zielonej Jadłodajni o godzinie 20. Zapraszamy was na ten koncert, ale jeszcze zanim James wypuścimy, to poprosimy go o zagranie jeszcze jednego kawałka. So we'll unfortunately have to end our conversation, but
okay.
I will also like to ask you to perform one more song for us, if it will be no problem.
It's no problem. Okay. Maybe another girl then. Yeah, this will be Caroline.
Okay.
Since you mentioned it. And thank you so much for having me. It's lovely to be back, even though I just jumped out of a car.
No problem. You're always welcome.
And a bit slow, but thank you very much. And maybe I'll see you tonight. Ah, spaghetti. Like you fell from the sky. So out of nowhere, I had no time to hide. I was looking for something whilst gazing out the floor. If I'd been looking for someone, would I have put up my protection? With your jeans hanging down, we
shooting star gazing in some strange southern town. I was on the bridge of midnight when I held up my hand. There's something about you that made me cross the line in the sand. Carolina, Carolina, where do you go? Where do you go? Carolina, Carolina.